Here we go.
Are you ready?
1, 2, 3.
Woo! Leanne Hanifin. Weekday mornings from 10 on 98FM.
Now, if you've ever heard of tales about Dublin or maybe spotted an unusual place name in the city and thought to yourself, I wonder what the backstory is behind that. Well, look no further than the Did You Know series with our very own newsreader, Emma Tyrrell, here on 98FM. Emma is back in studio right now to chat about more of the quirky stories a part of this series. And obviously, given the week that's in it, we want to hear about some of the spookier tales. Emma, welcome back. A matter of minutes later, you delve into some of the weird and wonderful facts about the capital city, but you're about to tell us about one of the darker episodes from the series.
That's it. For Halloween and everything, Dublin once had a booming economy in body snatching.
Body snatching. Okay, what is this?
It's a bit gruesome, but with medical schools being set up here, say in like the 1700s, it was just the start of it. There was huge demand for bodies to practice on.
Wow.
They needed to figure out where all the bits go, I suppose, inside.
Yeah.
And they needed to surgeons and doctors, that kind of thing, needed to do these surgeries. But because there was this ban by the church on dissecting bodies, there was a bit of a shortfall there. So what they did was they turned to those burial grounds where all the bodies are. So they were being raided.
No.
And these people were called resurrection men or sack-em-ups.
Lovely.
Sack-em-ups. So I spoke to Rob Buchanan from the Dublin Time Machine history blog, and he was telling me that it was big business for over 100 years. It went on for years and years.
They would have a dark sheet so as not to catch the moonlight. They would have wooden spades so they didn't make any noise. Very clever lads. They'd come in here with opaque lamps that were just focusing downwards so at night watchmen couldn't see. They would have been given the tip off. They might have even watched the funeral before the relatives left.
Stop.
Yes, so they'd be watching you like, that's a lovely body there.
No way.
And apparently it was pretty dark, but like for kids, I think you'd get it by the size of them. But it gets worse. So I was speaking to Enda O'Hanlon, and he's one of the tour guides at the Royal Hospital in Kilmainham, including Bully's Acre. So this is a pauper's burial ground, and for anybody who knows it, it's Dublin's oldest graveyard.
Oh, okay.
So he was telling me about more of the story behind the body snatching.
So it wasn't just the bodies they would steal. So there was also, we came across the case of a person who was caught here robbing one night, had 3 or 4 bodies out of the grave, but when they searched his pockets, they actually found quite a number of teeth. For a good set of teeth, he could actually get £1. And what they would actually do is sell it on to the dental colleges or the medical colleges to be used in a rather gruesome thing for false teeth for people. They would actually attach the teeth to a whalebone and then use it for false teeth in the person. So it was one of the more gruesome stories.
Oh my God, gruesome the is the word exactly for that.
A lovely, we talk about turkey teeth, but these are a lovely, lovely real teeth fresh from the grave.
And getting £1 for them as well.
Yes, it was big business.
Big money, yeah.
As I say, it was going on for a long time. Mm. And I suppose that they had to bring in this kind of, I know, because like, people were, you know, devastated. Obviously, you're trying to bury your loved one and then they're being robbed out of the grave. And obviously, they only want the fresh bodies. So
there's a time period there.
So there's places like, you know, Glasnevin Cemetery, obviously very famous, but they had very good anti-grave robbing technology.
Stop.
So when you think about it, you know, the towers in Glasnevin Cemetery, they would be used. They would have marksmen up in the towers and around. They'd have dogs around as well, making sure that they didn't find, you know, looking for these sack-em-up men and they'd have mort safe, these metal grills over the graves as well. I don't know whether you've ever seen like in The Simpsons and different Halloween movies, is like the big grate.
Over the grave.
They put that on as soon as they
are they putting they that on every grave just well, for the fact, or is it the newer ones?
I suppose yes, the newer ones, and then you can move it around. Maybe you rent it, and then it goes to the next one because obviously they don't want the bodies after a certain period. So once they're in the ground for a certain period, then they're grand. You can move them more safe off to somewhere else.
Goodness, I'm so my skin is crawling right now. It's so gruesome. Fascinating though to know that happened literally right on our doorstep as well, and it is a good thing to kind of, you know, hear about. Obviously, like we said, given the week that is in it, we're looking for a few chills, thrills. Emma, if we want to listen to the Did You Know series more in full and the other episodes, where can we find it?
You can go onto our website 98fm.com or the Go Loud app.
Amazing. Emma Tyrrell, thank you so much for all the gruesome stories this morning.
Leanne Hanifin on 98FM. The 98FM Lowdown.
We love a bit of entertainment. We love all the goss. We love all the showbiz. And we're getting up to date with all of it right now with Showbiz Shannon. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm wonderful. I haven't seen you in a while because Shannon always is jet setting somewhere. She lives a very busy life.
I was very lucky and privileged enough to get to see Westlife kick off their 25th anniversary celebrations in the Royal Albert Hall on Monday night. Leanne, I'm still unwell.
No, unwell for you. I only saw the videos and lived through your Instagram. I've never been more jealous of you.
Yeah.
Deserved, like so deserved. But also, I'm so jealous of you.
I was jealous of myself, to be honest. The lads looked absolutely amazing. The orchestra was fabulous. Yeah. The venue was like the Coliseum or something.
So stunning. And getting us set and ready for those 13 nights next year.
I know. If you haven't seen the clips, you can go on 98FM and have a nosy there. Well, into the news. So this show has been renewed for another season.
I love Only Murders in the Building. So season 5, I think actually the last episode was out yesterday.
Yeah.
Okay, I have my watching sorted for this evening. So season 6 is to happen.
Yeah, it's going to happen and there's one major change. And I don't even know how I feel about this. But because there's a major change.
Don't tell me someone's leaving.
No.
Okay.
Nobody is leaving.
Okay, thank God.
But first of all, if you didn't know, the series is a murder mystery comedy and stars Selena Gomez, Steve Martin and Martin Short and follows their characters as they investigate murders in their apartment building. Now, we're on season 5. Why they haven't moved their apartment, I do not know.
I love it because I'm following this season and this was the first season where they contemplated moving out, but they still haven't moved out.
I just don't know what they're thinking, to be honest. If I seen a spider in my house, I'd be gone. 100%. Never mind murder. The show usually takes place in New York in their apartment building, but this season is going to take place in London, baby.
Yes.
No way. I know.
So maybe they did move out of the building.
Or
maybe they're on a little holiday, little hiatus for themselves. Okay, so obviously the murderer is going to follow them to London.
Yeah.
Imagine being that unlucky in your life.
They just can't escape it.
I mean, we love it for the entertainment value. London. Oh, I love this now.
But you know what I like about it the most? The fact that they're travelling now, they might come to Ireland.
Okay, imagine. Fingers crossed for this. Yeah. Shannon has not had enough with Westlife in the last week. She wants Steve, she wants Martin and she wants Selena as well.
Come on, let's go.
Oh, I love it.
Next up, Moira Higgins is in talk to host this iconic show.
No, I'm sorry, but surely not. Really?
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 Are we not happy about this, Leanne?
I don't know. Okay, tell me the details first and I'll make my mind up.
Now, the talks are not the professionals. The talks are only the fans. Mm. So, according to Ladbrokes, Moore is sitting 8-1 odds to bag the role. Now, this is the fans putting in their money, okay?
Okay.
And other presenters that are in the mix are Roman Kemp, Rylan Clark and Fleur East.
Okay, Rylan I could see, Fleur East I could see as well. They would probably be my favourite two of the ones you've mentioned. I just feel when it comes to Moira Higgins, don't get me wrong, like she's super, super talented. I love her as a person as well. I think she's gas. But when any presenter gig comes up, it's like she's thrown in.
Yeah.
Can we all take a moment to remember when Ryan Tuberty left The Late Late Show and Moira Higgins was going into that as well?
What's she really?
The woman has not got enough time for all these gigs that she's supposedly taking on.
Stop.
I can see it from like a glamour point of view because whoever the hosts are going to be have to be a real glitz and glamour.
Yeah.
I can see it from that perspective. I don't know if I will kind of see this playing out.
So you're not going to put your money on it?
I'm not going to put my money on it.
Right.
No.
Grand.
So speculation continues.
Okay. And then finally, we already know Mariah Carey is the official queen of Christmas.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I don't even want to say that word. It's too soon.
It's okay.
But she has also given herself the unofficial role of announcing the festive season. So over the past few years, she has taken to Instagram to defrost right in front of her eyes at midnight on the 1st of November to tell us, are we ready? It's a time. Well, she has taken to Instagram to give us an update.
Oh.
Not yet.
I said not yet.
Not yet. It's not time yet.
Oh my goodness. We await the 1st of November. She's on the way. She's defrosting. Showbiz Shannon, thank you for bringing us all the entertainment news this morning on 98FM.
Leanne Hanifin. Weekdays from 10 a.m. Yeah. On 98FM.